Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and this is OnlyFans Q&A Live for August the 28th, 2024. We are, I guess, what, 10 days away from the opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. By the way, great stat by Warren Sharp. Trevor Lawrence is 1-18 when his defense does not record a turnover. So, yeah, don't turn it over against the Jaguars next Sunday, and you're gonna beat them. Simple as that. If you want to participate in any of these shows, all you gotta do is become a member of our Discord, and to do that, you go to discord.gg/onlyfins, and you become a member there for $3 a month. Check out our store, by the way, onlyfins.printify.me/products. I put the link in every single one of our promos, so you could check out all our designs there. We got really, really cool stuff. Check out our store. You will like it. And this show, of course, is brought to you by Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. And check out this promotion. You make a $5 play, they give you $50. Simple as that. So it's a, you know, They're 10xing you, okay? So they're not matching it one time. They're turning 5 into 50. All you got to do is make a $5 play. And think about it. Maybe you hit the $5 play, and you also get the 50. So it's a bonus. Just do it. It's a great promotion. That's the promo code 3YARDS, the number 3YARDS, Prize Picks. Well, Marek, the season's still happening, I guess, right? After what happened today, they got some players back. Everybody was just freaking out yesterday. What did you make of that? The general freak out on Twitter yesterday over...
I have to admit, Alf, I'm prone to a freak out moment myself a time or two during all of this. We're all just massive Dolphins fans at heart. That's why we do this stuff. That's why we spend time talking about this team. We spend time and money investing in this team. So I freaked out a little bit about a couple things, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't understand the Neville Gallimore cut, if I'm being honest.
I didn't understand
the Jack Driscoll cut. That one really got me, because he looked like one of the better interior offensive linemen for this team throughout the preseason, and they just, I don't know, they just didn't agree. And it really makes me think, and it really emphasizes the idea that this regime, Mike McDaniel and his coaching staff, they really value continuity over pretty much anything else. You know, they are loyal to the players they have on staff or on the roster, and they very much want players who are familiar with the scheme. And even though Driscoll looked like a solid player for this team, they decided to go with the players they know, and that's a Lester Cotton, which I think all of us kind of agreed if we were running the team, Cotton wouldn't be on this roster anymore, and Driscoll would be. But they saw it differently. So in Butch Berry, we trust, as always, and we'll roll into the season. Tua's not worried about it, right? Mm-hmm. He says he'll play with whoever's lined up in front of him. He gets the ball out quick, brother.
Yeah.
So if Tua's not worried, Greer's not worried, McDaniel's not worried, I can't say I won't be worried, but I'll try and temper those worries as we approach week one coming up real soon.
Yeah, of course, the national media tried to turn Tua saying, I'm confident in whoever is there because I get the ball out quick, into some type of slight of his offensive line. These people,
always,
yeah, they'll just paint a picture in their head just to hate him. Like they'll figure something out. They'll figure out a way to do it, and it's always the usual suspects. Okay,
you got to hate on Tua if you can. I mean, he at the exact same time is one of the most overrated and underrated quarterbacks in the NFL, according to the other players in the NFL. I don't even know. I didn't even read it. It looked like straight garbage from ESPN, but ridiculous.
I liked how ESPN reported it, though. They had to put his name in there. They couldn't just say Josh Allen won, because the right way to report it was about 8 guys got votes for being overrated. But no, they mentioned Tua. They had to put Tua in the group. Ugh, that's, you know,
absurd.
Yes, it is. But look, they have a philosophy as far as the offensive line. I did not understand it in the least bit why you cut Jack Driscoll. Because if you keep Jack Driscoll, at least you have another guy that can play several positions. He could play center if need be. We know he can play guard. And quite frankly, I think he's one of the better guards on the team. But man, I don't get it. They might be trolling us. Maybe there's another move coming, you know. But who knows? It doesn't look like it is. They added Chasen Hines back. He put on some good tape in the preseason, and he's a guy who's been around now for 2 years. So, you know, maybe they have some hopes that maybe Chasen Hines could be that emergency guy off the bench. But as of right now, you know, if everybody's healthy, and we know that's a big ask, Lester Cotton's the top guard off the bench, not Jack Driscoll. And I don't think that's a good idea. And
it's not how I would have done it.
No. And if Liam Eikenberg's actually going to play at center in the opener, then Cotton's starting. I don't know. Not for me. Okay. I don't get it. I don't get that move. The Neville Gallimore thing, I don't get it either. But they did have some. They did do some good work as far as the waiver wire, because I really like Naquan Jones, the guy that they picked up from the Cardinals. CK put in the 3YPC channel on OnlyFans, and remember, you could get on there for $3 a month. Discord.gg/OnlyFans. He put on there a 3-minute cut up of his play in the preseason. Naquan Jones is a player. I remember him coming out, and I actually really liked him. Going into the 2021 draft. Heavy-handed dude. He was listed much bigger than he actually is. He was listed at 6'4", 200, at 323 pounds coming out. He's actually like 6'3", 315. So he's more in the mold of a Deshaun Hand, something like that. But he plays much stronger. He's more of a 0-1 tech. He plays inside, and he's tough. He's a tough guy to move. And if you're on OnlyFans, you could check out that video that CK put up. It's eye-popping. Like, that's some good work. So I like that move for the practice squad. D. Eskridge is a guy who had great tape coming out. But quite frankly, if you're going to pick up a guy on the waiver wire on a camp cut, they're going to be never-was's and has-beens. Like, that's what you're going to get, right? D. Eskridge is a guy that came in. His name is Dwayne Eskridge, but he likes to be called D. D. Eskridge is a guy that came in with great tape. We had a great eval on him. I was prepared to draft him when he came out. And he's essentially done nothing for 4 years in the NFL. But he's fast, and that's a good thing. Now, here's the one that is kind of interesting. Grant DuBose, he can block. And he's going to hit every single erogenous zone for this coaching staff. And I think he's playing. I think he's playing week one against the Jaguars because he's a guy that will block, will get in there, play physically. He's a perfect fit. I love what they did with this wide receiver core. I was unhappy with the back end of that group. And I think that they got real reinforcements. And remember, River Craycraft is on the way. And Chris Greer revealed today that Odell Beckham is actually close, but they're just going to sit him for four games to just get him right for, you know, the fifth game. I don't even know who they play in the fifth week, but that should be a lot of fun of him coming off. Nick Needham is back. Everybody was freaking out why, you know, they have no experience in the secondary. They bring back good old Nick for year five. He's been here for 5 years. Kind of surprising, right, Merrick? He dropped out. Let me bring him back up. Kind of surprising,
I'm
right?
I'm back, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, kind of surprising, right, that Nick Needham's been here for 5 years?
Yeah, I remember Nick Needham making the team as an undrafted rookie free agent and had a rough start. First couple games weren't exactly how you'd like your defensive backs to play. Now, that was a time where when there's not a lot of good players on the Miami Dolphins back then. You know,
no.
That was the early Brian Flores years. And I gave him the nickname, my own personal nickname of Nick, don't want him, don't need him. And then he proved me wrong. He turned into a really solid player for the Dolphins. So it's nice that they were able to get him back on the practice squad. He is a reliable defensive back, somebody you can call up when you need him. And I wouldn't be surprised if he found himself back on the 53, you know, after a couple injuries or some poor play from some other defensive backs, because he's just a quality football player, and he's carved out a nice career for himself after going undrafted.
Yeah, and they also brought back Eric Azukama. And when he got cut, everybody was just like, oh, whoa. So it's over. Experiment's over. No, it's not. He's back. All right? So, you know, I kind of feel better about the wide receiver core after all of this. So, I don't know. What do you make of that group? Because that was a weak group in the preseason, because you have your top two guys. You have your developmental guy, who's been pressed into kind of, you know, actually contributing in year one in Malik Washington. River Craycraft is injured. Odell Beckham is on the pup. So it's slim pickings, really, as of right now. You're essentially just staring at Braxton Berrios reprising his slot role from last year. But what do you make of these reinforcements? I like what they did, because they actually just sent out, you know, their non-performing guys and brought in other people's non-performing guys, but with better pedigrees. So,
yeah, I agree. A position, the wide receiver unit looked very deep. Looked like it could have been the best unit on this team heading into camp, and then just decimated by injuries, which is a familiar story for the Miami Dolphins. These last couple seasons, you know, they had playoff runs that were derailed due to injuries. So I'm hoping these injury bugs have hit us early, and they can be healthy towards the end of the season for that playoff push and when these playoff games come around. But you're right, the Odell Beckham going on pup, that news, that stung a little bit, you know, like you were saying multiple times on all these shows on the 3 Yards Per Carry Network here. It looked like he might be ready for week one. You know, he was running sprints and trying to work himself back into shape. Obviously, he wanted to play, like Chris Greer said today. He wanted to start week one, placed on the pup. It was a team decision. He'll miss the first four games. River Craycraft, always dependable, always a solid guy. He goes down with an injury that could last deep into the season. And then all of a sudden, yeah, this is a pretty banged up wide receiver unit that needed reinforcements. I like the, you know, kind of turning over the stone for D. Eskridge there. He was a solid player coming out of college. You know, he goes to the Seattle Seahawks, and they, you know, people forget they're loaded at wide receiver. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, last couple seasons with Jackson Smith and Jigba. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to find playing time there. So we'll see if he can do anything for this team, if he makes some noise, if he gets a call up on game day. I was happy to see Eric Ezukama come back. He hasn't done literally anything. What does he have? One catch for 3 yards in his NFL career. He's been injured nonstop the last couple seasons. But when he plays, and that's only in the preseason, but when he plays, he looks good. He looks like an athlete. He looks like a jack of all trades. He's one of the bigger bodied guys in the Dolphins wide receiver room. So happy to see him back on there. And then I'm going to be honest with you. I had no idea who Craig DuBose was when he was claimed by the Miami Dolphins. You know, I don't get as deep into the weeds as you guys do, Alf, you, Chris, and Simon. But when I looked up a little bit of highlights from him and I started, you know, Googling his name and throwing his name into Twitter and seeing what these Packers beat writers have to say about him, you're right. It sounds like he fits the mold of what the Dolphins are looking for at that wide receiver position to a T. He seems like a dog. He seems like he's got that dog in him, as the kids say. He's a willing, not even just a willing blocker, but an effective blocker at the wide receiver unit.
Yeah, men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. F he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Good.
And, you know, is he the new Trent Sherfield? Could he be that for the Miami Dolphins this season?
Yes.
Very, very well could be. So I'm excited for that ad. And, you know, just when they had us tiptoeing over the ledge, thinking we were going to topple off the ledge, they bring in a few of these guys. They bolster the back end of that wide receiver unit, which is still led by some studs in Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, you know, health permitting. I got my fingers and toes crossed here. So it should be a solid unit heading into the season. And as they get healthier, as they get OBJ back, as they get River Craycraft back, then you take a solid unit and you turn it right back into a strong unit.
Yeah, I think Grant DuBose is probably going to play week one. I just think he will be. He has that look of the guy that they will bring in to spell one or the other in Tyreek and Waddle to actually run the football as a change of pace, play a little bit more physically. There's tape of him, you know, blocking as the ISO lead. That's something that's usually left for tight ends and fullbacks, and they're using a
Mike
wide receiver.
He's got to be licking his chops watching that.
Yeah, he's a tough guy and a legitimate tough guy. He'll hit edges and he'll hit linebackers. So I think he'll play. I think he'll play week one. I think he's one of the five that they'll activate. If I had to guess who are the other two, because we know who two of them are, right? If I had to guess the other two, Braxton Berrios is probably going to be one because he's going to return kicks. And I'm probably going to say Malik Washington's going to get the nod over Azukama. So that's probably your five wide receivers for week one. All right, as far as the cornerbacks, we talked about it for weeks here. You know what? I like those UDFAs. They got to keep two of them. I thought that they might cut all three and then bring back all three for the practice squad. They actually put Storm Duck on the 53 and Isaiah Johnson's back on the practice squad. Jason Maitre is working out with the Giants today. So, yeah, this was a very, very good crop. Patrick Morris is on the 53 as well. So they did a pretty nice job in the secondary. They hit on a lot of guys. All right, and of course, Hayden Rucci is back on the practice squad because nobody's going to actually clamor for a blocking tight end on the waiver wire. Like, that's just not something that happens, especially with his athletic measurables, which are not great. All right, we're going to get to these questions. If you want to ask a question in the chat, you could raise your hand and I will bring you on. You got to identify yourself, though, for those that don't know who you are and are listening to this feed. Marek, you there? I guess he's having issues with his headphones. So I will get to some of the questions in the chat. This is the first OnlyFans Q&A of the season because we were on hiatus for training camp. So while Marek fixes that, I will get to some of the questions in the chat. All right. The first question in the chat. Okay, Marek's working on his equipment right now. First question in the chat, is the season over after the blackest Tuesday in franchise history? Yeah, that was, my God, the freak out on Twitter was something else. Let's just say that. So yeah, the season is not canceled. And yes, Blake Ferguson is the long snapper. Okay, he's back. Okay, so don't fret. You know, he's all is well. All is well that ends well. All right, Marek, are you there? Is your audio equipment working now? I guess it's not. All right, next question. Can we play only... Okay, I'm not going to answer that. Can we play three offensive linemen, two offensive tackle, and then the center? They kind of do that, right? And skip guards altogether? How do we feel about the wide receiver room now? He also asks. Well, we talked about that. wide receiver room is actually pretty damn good, I think, now. Kind of versatile, too. And never forget, look, there's help on the way. Odell Beckham is on the way. River Craycraft should join us sometime this season. So, this is a pretty good group after all. Especially when you consider you have two stars to head it. All right? And one of them was actually voted the best player in football. All right, Marek. Let's do this again. Do you hear me now? I hear some noise in the background, but I don't hear him. All right. Nope. It's not working for him. Okay. Next question. Alpha, are you feeling more or less confident than you were last year with the team going into the season? How would you rank the divisional teams as things stand right now? I like Miami as the best team in the division. If you remember, look, I'm no homer. Last year I picked 11 wins. They won 11 games. I thought that the last game of the season against the Bills would decide the division, and it actually did. Problem is, Miami went into the game with the 11 wins and not 10. Because I thought they were going to the game, that last game with 10 wins, needing their 11th to win the division, and they would get it, but they didn't. So I think they're going to be around that win total again this year. I think the Jets are going to be good. I don't think they're going to be bad. So I think that the AFC East could have three playoff teams, and I don't think it's particularly crazy if the order goes Miami, New York, Buffalo. And, of course, New England, you know, with a terrible record. So I don't think that that's crazy. And maybe something like 11-6 and 10-7 and then 10-7 as well for the top three teams. I think that's a possibility. All right, Marek, are you there?
I'm trying to be there.
Okay, now you are there. Now I hear you.
Okay. I've switched to my phone. I don't know what is going on with the computer. Like you were saying, Discord has many, many problems, but clearly I'm back now.
All right. So you could get to some of the questions, and you can read off the questions, and I will get to every single one of them. If anybody wants to ask a question live, all you got to do is raise your hand, and I bring you on. All right, Marek, hit me with some questions.
You go ahead and read that first question, Alf. My Discord is having problems with me opening the chat now, so that's always fun.
Oh, boy. All right, the first question. Did you see Jeff Darlington put a stop to the Jets love fest on ESPN? Yeah, Greeny is insufferable. And congratulations, he's going to be hosting NFL Live this year. Okay, so if you watch pregame shows, and I certainly will not on ESPN, he's going to be gracing you with his presence. So I'm not going to participate. Okay, I will watch the NFL Network pregame show, which is what I always watch every single week. I do not watch the ESPN pregame show. And now that it's Jets Central on that show, I'm not interested. For Christ's sake, they even have Rex Ryan on that show, and they're going to have Bart Scott too. Like, how many Jets do you need on one goddamn show? So, no, I'm not watching that shit. All right, there's somebody requesting to be brought on. And, all right, let's see if this works, all right? As you come on, identify yourself so the audience knows who you are. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alf. It's Ultimate Hurt, 19. Anyways, my question is, I'm looking at the edge defender group here. And I don't feel super confident as it stands right now. As the season progresses, we get a little healthier. Maybe I start to feel more confident, when Chubb and Phillips are both on the field. But right now, I'm looking at it, and we got, five guys here. Three of which have never played meaningful snaps in their career in the NFL. I think, Quentin Bell's a name most people haven't even heard. Maybe played, a handful of snaps. Assuming that they start Chubb out there and Ogba as the starters, I would assume going into the season. What's the rest of that rotation look like?
You mean Phillips?
How confident are you about this group?
You mean Phillips and Ogba?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Phillips and Ogba.
Yeah, I think that they're going to get the lion's share to start, but I would expect Chop to be a sub-package rusher, Quentin Bell to play some early downs, and I think they're going to play it that way. And I would not put it past this defense to use Mo Kamara. They like the tape that they've gotten from him, and he got the reps. He got the reps in training camp to suggest that they might use him. So I'm actually kind of optimistic about this group because I really like what Chop can do as far as rushing the passer. And Quinn Bell has some run-stopping chops. His problem is in coverage. And the good news is that they have rules, in especially when they're in cover three, that does not expose their edge guys into coverage. So you're not going to see something like you saw last year in cover six where they had Melvin Ingram trying to carry a running back up the field or carrying a tight end up the field. Like, that's not going to happen this time around. I'm actually okay. I'm actually okay with the edge rushers. And remember, this is going to be a pressure five system that will bring five. So as far as getting to the quarterback, I don't think it's going to be a problem. Remember that Sealer can get to the quarterback. Calais Campbell had a season last year that was comparable to Christian Wilkins' season as far as getting to the quarterback. So I don't think they're going to lack for pass rush. And if they do lack somehow for pass rush, their system is a pressure five system that will bring five. So they're going to be bringing five and using that secondary that I think is pretty damn good to cover with six in the back. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think they will get pressure on the quarterback. And again, on that front, help is on the way. Bradley Chubb should join them past the bye week. All right. You got anything else?
No, I appreciate the answer, man. That, you know, helps put me at ease, and I hope the rest of the group, you know, does well, especially as we get a little healthier. So appreciate the answer, man.
All right, man. No problem. Thank you. All right, let me run through these questions. With the addition of Boyle, do we expect the Dolphins to still be in the market for another quarterback like Tyler Huntley? It was rumored that they were trying to talk trade with the Browns for Tyler Huntley. I don't think Tim Boyle stops. I don't think Tim Boyle stops anything, for that matter. He's there to be a camp arm, a practice arm, because they need three. Because Skylar Thompson will be running the scout team. They need another arm, okay? So Tim Boyle is there to be another arm. In fact, Barry Jackson had a pretty good series of tweets, and he had one tweet in particular that kind of explains the rules for a practice squad quarterback, which in essence means he cannot be elevated to play. So, you know, I don't think that means anything for as far as Tyler Huntley. And I would advocate for trading for Tyler Huntley. Absolutely. He does two things that you want a backup quarterback to do. All right. He can make plays off schedule, and he's very, very aggressive. So he'll help you gimmick your way to one or two wins if you need him. All right. Who gets to start at wide receiver 3 week 1, Berrios or Malik? Berrios. Berrios will be, in my opinion, the starter in the slot week 1. Will they play a lot of 11 personnel? I don't know. I think they have the personnel groupings to play 12 personnel, and God knows they love 21 personnel, right? So, yeah, I don't think Malik or Berrios will play a lot in 11 personnel. Not a question, but a comment. DeBose isn't for 24. He's a future Craycraft replacement. Not so sure. Not so sure. I think he plays. Remember, Craycraft is not going to be playing. At least not for a while. Next question. When are you guys dropping your season predictions? Next week. Our first show of next week is our season preview. And then later on in the week, because remember, next week we start two a weeks. Later on in the week, we will preview Jaguars Dolphins week 1. All right. Next question. I don't know. Let me see. Why are the Dolphins being so cautious with OBJ? Well, it's what they do. It's what they've been doing. Right? It's their ethos. You saw it all of last year. Like, if they're, you know, they're going to always side on the side of caution, always, with all of these guys. All right, we're running a little long. I think we're going to call it right here. The next time we talk to you will be next week. We do these every single week. We'll go straight through the season, right into the off season, because this is your show here on OnlyFans. If you want to participate, you want to become a member, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFins and you become a member there for $3 a month. Talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.